This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, located in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Charles Ives was an early 20th century American composer. He is one of the first American composers of international renown, though his music was largely ignored during his life, and many of his works went unperformed for many years. He combined the American popular and church music traditions of his youth with European art music and was among the first composers to engage in a systematic program of experimental music with musical techniques including polytonality, polyrhythm, tone clusters, aleatoric elements, and quarter tones. Much of Ives' music was based on popular music of the time, such as hymn tunes and traditional songs, interwoven into the fabric of the music. We now hear a performance of one of his earlier symphonies, his Symphony No. 2, as performed by Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to KKRN, your community radio station in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM, and streaming on the web via kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. We've been listening to music written by 20th century American composer Charles Ives, his Symphony No. 2. The tonal imagery of this symphony included hymn tunes and traditional songs, the town band at holiday parades, the fiddlers at Saturday night dances, patriotic songs, sentimental parlor ballads, and the melodies of Stephen Foster. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic performed in this recording. Henry Cowell was an American composer, music theorist, pianist, teacher, publisher, and impresario. According to his colleague and friend Virgil Thompson, Henry Cowell's music covers a wider range in both expression and technique than that of any other living composer. His experiments, begun in rhythm, in harmony, and in instrumental sonorities, were considered then by many to be wild. Today, they are the Bible of the young and still, to the conservatives, advanced. No other composer of our time has produced a body of work so radical and so normal, so penetrating and so comprehensive. Add to this massive production his long and influential career as a pedagogue, and Henry Cowell's achievement becomes impressive indeed. There is no other quite like it. While Cowell experimented in compositional concepts that were considered unorthodox at the time, such as in The Banshee, where the player strums the strings of a piano inside the piano, he also wrote very tonal and rich melodies that were works of sheer orchestral beauty. In this category are his hymn and fuguing tunes, written for various instruments and combinations of instruments. Here is one of those tunes, the Hymn and Fuguing Tune No. 3, as performed by the Louisville Orchestra and conductor Jorge Mester.
Thank you.
This weekend's Intermountain Classics program has featured 20th century music by American composers Henry Cowell, Charles Ives, and David Hertzberg, as well as the very exciting Piano Concerto No. 3 by Russian composer Serge Prokofiev, and a flute concerto by Francis Poulenc. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, located in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Be sure to tune in next Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. and Sunday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. for another program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics and KKRN. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio KKRN, Post Office Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you all for your support of Community Radio and KKRN. Good day and good music.